Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning. I'm Blair Ledé at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. St. Louis aldermen release a fifth draft of a plan to cut the number of city wards in half. In 2012, voters decided to cut the size of the board. Instead of 28, there will be only 14 wards. The new map is based on the 2020 census. The committee working on the maps plans a Zoom public hearing on the plans tomorrow morning at 10. More young children are getting the Pfizer vaccine today. Medley Pharmacy offering the shots for Parkway School District students. They're holding clinics today and Monday and Tuesday next week at Parkway Central High School. Families will need to make appointments. In sports, the Blues facing off with the San Jose Sharks, looking to end their four-game losing streak. First period, Blues on a power play. Ryan O'Reilly passes it to Brandon Saad, who taps it in for a 1-0 lead. Second period now, and Saad again. He scores on a great feed from Oscar Sundquist that put the Blues up 3-1, and they win it 4-1 and snap their four-game losing streak. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, we begin with partly cloudy skies and breezy conditions. Temperatures will get close to the 50s in the afternoon. Then a big bounce in temps will happen tomorrow as we will reach the upper 50s to near 60 degrees in the heat of the day with a slight chance of rain in the evening. Sunday will be mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-50s. Monday is the coolest day in the 7-day forecast as we will be in the low 40s for the high. Tuesday and Wednesday will be in the 50s.